BBC Wiltshire with Mark Moulding.
BBC Wiltshire.
I was driving through the country lanes this morning. Everything was covered in this blanket of frost. All the fields, all the trees, all the bushes. Really nice sight to drive into work to this morning. Just a shame we didn't get it in time for Christmas, isn't it? I know I'm in the mood for a party already. But the big question is whether to go out or stay in for New Year's Eve. What do you reckon? Here's what one person thinks.
Hi, I'm Tracy. I'm from Wooden Bassett. I'm staying in because I've got friends coming round.
So I'd love your thoughts on that. The great New Year's Eve debate, going out versus staying in. Give me a call, 08459 513366. But before we do get down to business, I just want to share something with you, because this, quite simply, is one of the best sounds I've ever heard. It's my goddaughter. She's just turned 2 years old, and she's getting to that stage now where she's starting to talk. She's picking up lots of words, so you've got to be quite careful what you say around her. And a few days ago, she started being able to say my name, which for me was a source of unending excitement, and I got her to record it. Well, if you've got kids, or even if like me, you don't, but you've got kids in your life like I do, I think you'll see where I'm coming from.
Ma.
Today might just be a good day to remember the good things in life, because, well, it's been a fairly gloomy day weather-wise across the county, and the news isn't much better in many respects. I have on the show today got the very latest for you on Honda. Swindon MP Anne Snellgrove will be here with me in just a few minutes to give me her take on the news. But as always, there are reasons to be cheerful. I'll be heading to New York to get the latest on the remarkable story of the plane crash where everyone survived. More music first, though, from The Feeling, who are in Wiltshire to record their latest album, which I got for Christmas, and it's pretty good. This is Love It When You Call.
I found the switch.
Hang on, you're having a drink with David Hempelman Adams?
He's in my bar at the moment having a glass of wine, and we were just finally talking. When he did the South Pole, he was out for 70 days in that.
Well, it's definitely not too cold for him in that case, then.
No.
Is he there now? Does he want to talk to me?
I can get hold of him.
Go on, shout to him. I'll wait for him.
I'll have a quick chat. Stay there.
This is Chris Lilly. He's landlord of the Bear in Box, clearly the pub to the stars.
Hello there.
Hello. Happy New Year to you in advance.
And to you.
Are you, by the sounds of things, are going out for New Year?
I live in Box, and the place I always come down to is my local pub.
So you're there for the night now, are you?
Yep. Free is a tradition, so I come down here and have a few beers and get the taxi home after midnight.
If you don't mind me saying, David, you're there very early. You've got 6 hours to go.
Sort of meeting my brother, and it's a tradition, so just see the family.
What are your plans for 2009?
Well, I haven't discussed it with my wife yet either, so you've probably got this as first-hand news.
Oh, yeah.
I might be taking my 13-year-old to the South Pole, the last 60 miles. So don't tell anybody, because I'm going to be in big trouble.
Well, I've been speaking to Dave Hodgetts, who's Director of Planning and Business Administration at Honda. He's been explaining to me why this extension to the shutdown is necessary.
The problems that we've got in the market that I'm sure everybody's well aware of really aren't getting any better. So we'd hope that by this point we'd start to see some sales rates which would allow us to maintain a level of production. Sales are really quite depressed, so we've decided to, in order to match the market demand, we need to shut down for slightly longer than we had originally planned.
Sure, but now this has been doubled. I mean, are you in a position to guarantee that this is it, things will be back to normal in June?
How long's a piece of string? I don't think anybody can guarantee that the level of the recession will be X, Y, or Z. We think it's severe now. It could get worse, for example.
Could we be seeing yet another extension to the shutdown?
We certainly hope not. We wouldn't say never. I think we've made a plan this month with our sales company, which is as accurate as we can make it. We've obviously had lots of discussions with them saying exactly the same thing as you're saying to me. This is our bottom plan, for want of a better word.
We're going to chat now to Sue Mitchell, who runs a business in Harnham near Salisbury. She's 53 and she's managed to go from a size 20 to a size 12 in just 9 months. Congratulations.
Good evening, Mark, and thank you very much.
It sounds like a good start to 2009 for you.
I'm really chuffed with what I've done, so yes, it's a good start to the new year.
How easy was it to do?
Like a lot of things, you know, you've got to really get your mind in focus. And I suppose because I was eager to sort of get going, eventually when I decided, yes, I need to lose the weight. So you're really sort of on a high, you know, you're enthusiastic to get going. And 2-3 pounds each week, which was great, you know.
Going from a size 20 to a size 12 in less than a year, I mean, that's a big lifestyle change.
It is, and it's great because I can go into a shop now and sort of, you know, most things that I pick up, I can actually put on. And more confidence, which sometimes my husband says, come out with things. Oh, you wouldn't have come out with that before, you know.
So you're more of a handful nowadays, then, by the sounds of things.
Well, in certain areas, yeah.